Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/Watson Assistant.
All right, Wilbon, we're in the attic and we got a bombshell story right now. Multiple reports. This is the way it works. Rob Gronkowski coming out of retirement, going to play, wants to play with Tom Brady at Tampa Bay. A deal has been done between the Patriots and the Bucs to allow this to happen. To me, this is a game-changing moment for this coming season. How do you view it?
A little less emphatically than you view it, Tony. I mean, this is, Rob Gronkowski's a great player. He was. He played 31 games in 3 years. He had all kinds of injuries. Remember that old board game from Milton Bradley called Operation, where you basically deal with the patient with just broken bones and body parts all over the place? Gronkowski's been injured. He got out for a reason, Tony. So, no, I don't see it that way. This is not like Michael Jordan coming back in 1995 where you step out there and, oh, my God, you're going to change the game. Gronkowski, I don't think he's going to do that for Tom Brady at this point. I mean, he has so much wear and tear, Tony. I don't see that, but clearly you do.
I do. I think it is exactly like Michael Jordan. I think the guy takes a year off and he just heals. He was a great player when he left. The last game he played, they won a Super Bowl. I watched him late in seasons just blocking alone, and he devastated other teams. Tampa Bay has real stuff around him. They've got wide receivers. They've got a totally offensive-minded guy in Bruce Arians. This is a Hall of Fame combination, both Brady and Gronkowski, maybe the greatest ever from a quarterback to a tight end. I can see him walking in, and I can see them going to the Super Bowl on this alone. I am a little bit surprised that you're reticent to look at it that way.
Very. I'm cautioned also by our dear friend Charles Barkley, who on any numbers of occasions when we start talking about people coming out of retirement, Charles says, wait a minute, because Charles did this, Tony, and he's in the Hall of Fame, unlike Gronk, who one day is going. And Charles would always say, you know, you retire because your body's let you down, you're creaky, you're injured, you feel bad, and then after a year and a half, you feel good. And you convince yourself you can go back out there and be that person you used to be, and voila, you can't. And I'm taking Charles's word on this because he's one of those people who knows, and this is football, where Gronkowski's injuries, I don't believe he just walks back out there and he's, you know, I got legs. I don't believe that.
This is interesting because I think if he actually went into the wrestling business and got thrown off the top of the ring and broke his back a few times, he couldn't do this. I'm looking at this as a sabbatical year for him, that he took off, that he got healthy. He's got to gain weight because he lost a bunch of weight. I think he goes in there to Tampa Bay playing with Tom Brady. I think both of them, their eyes light up as a result of this. And so we'll see if there's a season that is to be played. We'll see if you and Barkley are right or if I'm right on this one. And now we transition to the upcoming draft. The NFL Network is reporting that people are calling the Redskins about the number two pick that they own and that the Redskins are listening. A lot of people have assumed the Redskins would take Chase Young from Ohio State, the pass rusher, who's also local in Washington, having gone to DeMatha High School. Could you see the Redskins, if they were to get more bodies, because they have a lot of needs, giving up on the number two pick and taking something else?
Yeah, the first thing they have a need for is a great player. Not just players. Great player. And that's what you do. That's what you hope to get when you're at the top of the draft. You can get players anytime. You can get players who can start for you and be terrific for you in other rounds, Tony. But if you got the number two pick, you say with the number two pick, the Washington Redskins select Chase Young out of The Ohio State University. Come on home, son. That's what you say. And Tony, I don't see any need for anything to interrupt that or turn the Redskins' head in some dopey direction.
So it's interesting. I largely agree with that, although if you could get two starters for 10 years – but how do you know if you're going to get two starters for 10 years? It's the local angle that's interesting in Washington. There's a hands-on owner in Dan Snyder. Last year, he wanted Dwayne Haskins to be picked from Ohio State as well to become the quarterback of the future for the Redskins. And the thinking was that would sell a lot of tickets. It sold no tickets. The only people who buy tickets to the Redskins are people who like the opposing team. Because you got to win. They've been losing for so long. You've got to win. That kid, Dwayne Haskins, he went to Bullis, a local school. I don't think it should be a factor that Chase Young went to DeMatha, but it now turns on what power Ron Rivera has as the new coach. If you have a hands-on owner and he likes local products, if Ron Rivera were to say to him, no, we need more than even a great pass rusher, how much slack is there on the leash, if you know what I'm saying?
Tony, here's what Ron Rivera, we don't know that yet because this is still his, you know, honeymoon period with Dan Snyder. But, Tony, Ron Rivera, when he was playing for the 85 Bears, played behind a guy named Dent, Richard Dent, wore 95. Oh, wait, he's in the Hall of Fame. And when you can get a great pass rusher, you take him. I realize you can't be as dominant as Dent anymore when you can't slap somebody's head and put your helmet through the quarterback and just sort of get rid of him for several weeks. But you can still chase the quarterback and put him down. The quarterback still needs to go down, and he needs to go down fairly hard. Chase Young can do that. I think we both agree on that. Tony, Draymond Green told Lee, uninterrupted, that he's very surprised to see the clips from The Last Dance of Michael Jeffrey Jordan and Danny Ainge playing golf together during their 1986 playoff series against one another, Bulls Celtics. Draymond pointed out that so many former NBA players criticize today's players for fraternizing, yet there was Jordan during the series between games 1 and 2 playing golf with Ainge. Tony, like Draymond points out, do you think that the older players need to back off a little bit from criticizing the younger ones for fraternization?
I'm going to set this up by saying that Michael Jordan was a ruthless competitor in everything that he did. And he wasn't going to take it easy on anyone, including his friends. But, and there's a giant but here for me, because I watched that clip and I was stunned. This is during the playoffs. It's obviously at a course in the Boston area. Turns out to be the Framingham Country Club, I believe. Turns out they played 36. This
Michael
is
didn't just
during
play
the
18?
Playoffs.
He's not an 18 guy.
I understand because I'm sure he was losing money after 18 and probably after 36. But it did strike me. It did strike me as fraternizing with the enemy. And honestly, there was a gasp. When I saw that, I did not see that coming at all. How about you?
Tony, no. I mean, I know about that, and I know sort of have an idea about Michael and some off days in the playoffs. And golf, 36. I guarantee you there's some 54s in there at times. But, Tony, let me just say this. Pat Riley had to come up with a rule for the Knicks. And basically the rule was no fraternizing with MJ. Because it wasn't Michael Jordan trying to get friendly. Pat Riley, among other things, being as savvy as he is, was thinking about Jordan trying to get in his guy's head on the off day. And you mentioned ruthless competitor. Of course, Michael's and Draymond points that out. And Draymond says he was so ruthless, I didn't know. Yeah, but what I would say to Draymond if I was talking to him is, Jordan is using this session. When he walked off the golf course with Ainge, he said, tell your boy DJ, meaning Dennis Johnson, one of the great defenders of all time. Tell your boy DJ, I got something for him tomorrow. So Jordan is doing his thing. He's doing his work, even on the off day. I don't know that I want to sort of pass a rule based on
Mike.
His presumption.
Oh, come on. I mean, look, we both, everybody loves Jordan. But I think I'm with Draymond Green on this.
Well, it's about understanding what Jordan was doing.
That's a very convenient way of looking at it. I think he was out there playing golf, and I was amazed at how thin he was. His legs were like toothpicks. I'm with Draymond Green on this one, that they get criticized all the time. Modern players criticized all the time by old guys for fraternization, and this was clearly fraternization. I'm not saying it didn't work. Well, it worked.
Right.
It worked both ways because Jordan got 63 and the Celtics won. But I'm lining up with Draymond on this one. I think they may take
tell.
A little too much criticism. Let's move back to football and another player you love, Herschel Walker. Herschel Walker told the St. Paul Pioneer Press that he belongs in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He says just on his stats in the NFL alone, don't even talk about the USFL. When he retired, he was apparently second in all-purpose yards to Walter Payton. Wilbon, you sat in that room. You voted on people. Should Herschel Walker be in the Football Hall of Fame in Canton?
I'd vote for him. And by the way, I'm not even talking about, first of all, he's borderline if you just consider his National Football League career. All-purpose yards. I'm sorry, Tony. They count. And those 5,000 return yards, what, they don't count? Of course they count. Second to Walter Payton at the time of his retirement. My God, when Herschel retired, Tony, the league was already, 85 years old. Come on. I don't believe that, by the way, his USFL stats should not count. It's called the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Was a USFL Pro Football? Then if not, change it to the NFL Hall of Fame. It's the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Without the USFL stats borderline, with consideration of the USFL, he's in. To me, he's in.
All right, so this is interesting because that is an important question here. Is it the NFL Hall of Fame or does it encompass all pro football? Because if it encompasses the USFL, he's seventh right now all time in rushing yards, seventh all time. Now, I don't think there's a drumbeat for Herschel Walker. I don't think he's going to get in. He's been eligible since 2003, and he's not in. And one of the things that happens as a result of this is you look at the trade. When the Cowboys traded Herschel Walker to Minnesota for, I believe, five players and six picks, or six players and five picks, and that reverberated badly on Herschel, because among those picks were Emmitt Smith and Russell Maryland and Darren Woodson, and as a result, there were three Dallas Cowboys Super Bowls and Minnesota got none. I don't think it's fair, but I think he's been judged by that. Me personally, Mike, I might put him in as a contributor to Pro Football just because of that trade. Because it changed everything. It changed everything.
That's mean. Herschel Walker on his own merit, when you looked at his performances, and even if you study the numbers, and I'm going to look at his performances and his impact. And you know what? If Minnesota didn't win, shame on them. But I ain't putting him in as a contributor. I'm putting him in as Herschel Walker, Tony. And with that.
Was his name up there when you were voting? Did his name ever come up?
No, it's been too long for me voting, Tony. It's been, I think I've been out of that room about 14 years now. I don't think Herschel was, it might have come up. Again, borderline, just NFL performance. And if the USFL is pro football, if that Pro Football Hall of Fame is true to his name, then I think I'm going to put him in.